You're listening to Open Spaces. I'm Caroline Ballard.
And I'm Aaron Schrank. Next week, award-winning author Andrew Solomon will speak at the University of Wyoming about his book, Far From the Tree, where he presents stories from parents who have raised children in a variety of circumstances. Some are gay, some have schizophrenia, some are dwarfs, some have autism, others are profound. Solomon interviewed these parents and others about the challenges of raising these children and how love prevails. He says diversity unites us all. Solomon says writing the book also helped him become a better parent. He explains to Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck why he embarked on the book.
I was asked by my editors at the New York Times Magazine in 1994 to write about deaf culture. And I was rather taken aback. I had thought of deafness as a disability. I felt sorry for those people who couldn't hear. And I began spending time in the deaf world. And I went to deaf clubs and deaf theater and the National Association of the Deaf meeting and the Miss Deaf America contest. And as I went through all those experiences, I realized that deafness really was a culture. And then I discovered that most deaf children are born to hearing parents, that those parents, by and large, try to incorporate them into mainstream culture in one way or another, and that many of those children discover deaf culture in adolescence or thereafter, where it comes as a great revelation to them. And I thought how similar that whole story was to the experience of gay kids who are mostly born to straight parents, who mostly try to get them to integrate into the larger world, many of whom discover gay culture in adolescence or thereafter when it comes as a great revelation. And I wrote about that parallel, and then a friend of mine about 5 years later had a daughter who was a dwarf, and I discovered that most dwarfs are born to parents of average height. And so I thought, here it is again, the situation in which a family that perceives itself to be ordinary has a child who is in some profound way extraordinary and very different from them. And I thought if this is true for gay people and deaf people and dwarfs, it must be true for lots of other contexts as well. And that's when the idea was born.
So you went out and you interviewed all these parents that had exceptional children. You were about ready to become a parent yourself. You must have been doing some note-taking along the way.
I really did, and part of what I was interested in was the stories of resilience. People said to me when I said I was thinking of having children of my own, you know, how can you be even contemplating that when you are looking at all of these things that can go wrong? And I said over and over again, I'm not writing a book about all the things that can go wrong. I'm writing a book about how much joy there can be in the experience even when everything goes wrong. And rather than frightening me away from parenthood, it's actually compelled me toward it.
What did you learn from the parents that had just decided to embrace their children?
Well, I learned that all parenting consists of essentially two activities. It consists of many activities, but two of the primary ones are that we change our children. You know, we educate them, we teach them some manners, we try to instill some moral values. And then additionally, we need to accept them for who they are and learn how to celebrate them. And some things clearly need to be changed, and some things clearly needed to be accepted and celebrated, and a great deal falls in a foggy middle. And I was really interested in that foggy middle and in how people parse it and how they decide in what ways simply to say to their children, you're terrific just the way you are, and in what ways they help their children to grow and change.
Did the parents think it changed them, having children like this, that had one of these situations, be it a schizophrenia or, any type of disability or deafness?
Oh, it changed them beyond recognition. I mean, the topics that I addressed explicitly in the book were deafness, dwarfism, Down syndrome, autism, schizophrenia, multiple severe disabilities. Prodigies were also quite overwhelming to their parents.
Yeah.
Children conceived in rape, to make the point that where the child comes from can be as much of an impediment to easy identification as anything else. Families of criminals, because there an act actually creates the gap rather than an obvious biology. And families of people who are transgender. But what it was a study of really is the idea that all children are different from what their parents imagined when they set out to have children, and that a lot of the time those differences initially are very upsetting. But if you are able successfully to negotiate your way through them, what emerges on the other side is frequently a greater intimacy than you would have had if everything had simply gone smoothly.
Andrew Solomon chatting with us, the author of the book Far From the Tree. He'll be coming to the University of Wyoming on April 22nd. He'll have a free public afternoon talk at 1:30 in the College of Education, and will be part of an evening dinner at 6 o'clock. I want to ask you also about maybe the other side. There were parents that didn't necessarily always embrace what happened with their child. What did you get from them?
Well, I saw a real range of responses. I mean, of course, there are some parents who don't embrace any of this at all and who essentially give their children up for adoption and, or in some other way decide not to remain involved with them. Most people, I think, who continue to deal with children like this experience a great deal of ambivalence. Some of them find the experience unbelievably painful and yet love their child. Some of them find the experience unbelievably rewarding and yet run into frustrations in their child's interaction with the larger world. So I was really looking at that range. I mean, I did interview one woman who had given her child up to social services, saying she couldn't care for that child, and tried to look at the way in which this child, from whom she had attempted to distance herself, remained absolutely central to her consciousness and to her experience of the world that she lived in.
Andrew Solomon will be speaking at the University of Wyoming on the 22nd at 1:30 in the afternoon at the College of Education Auditorium. What will you be telling folks?
Well, a lot of the things that we've been talking about, really to try to talk about the book, to tell the stories of some of the people who are in it, to talk about my own journey to becoming a parent, really, I think, to talk about the profundity of parental love and what the ways are in which people have manifested it, have worked toward it, have achieved it, and sometimes have been frustrated by it.
Fascinating discussion. Far From the Tree is the name of the book. There'll also be a book signing afterwards. Andrew Solomon, a pleasure, and we'll welcome you to Wyoming soon.
The pleasure was all mine. I can't wait to be there.